Track number 19, the Mediterranean Coastal Path. This route runs parallel to the coastline and links Salobreña to La Caleta Coves and the newer urbanizations. There are sections of this walk which pass along the old cattle path, Colada de la Costa a la Sierra, which once connected the coastal area with the neighboring sierras and was used to lead the cattle herds up to the tasty mountain pastures. This path takes us from Plaza del Lavadero and up through La Caleta on Calle Real, ending up at the CN340 main road. Here you turn left and take the dirt track which runs parallel to the main road, heading towards the El Pargo and Costa Aguilera urbanizations and onto the first point of historical interest on the route. This is a steep section of the coastline with ravines and watercourses that plunge dramatically to sea level. The entire route is dotted with watchtowers, reminiscent of the days when the area was on constant alert. In the grounds of the Hotel Salobreña stands the first of many watchtowers to be found. It is a tall, narrow, cylindrical tower consisting of two stories and a platform. Its construction is of solid, rough stonework and it has a conical-shaped ravelin at its base, which stands 2 meters high. The north-facing door is located in the lower chamber at a considerable height from ground level. These watchtowers were built to guard the coastline, searching out enemy ships and warning the population of potential attacks by sending out fire or smoke signals. This particular watchtower is an example of a Nazrid building, 13th to 15th centuries, and for its age, it's in fairly good condition. Along the coast there are mini castles, lookout points and defence towers, all of which were the first line of defence from a naval attack and they remained in use until the 18th century. You can visit the Devil's Tower, the Torre de Galera, the Torre de En Medio, known as the Thieves' Tower, on the western side of the coast, or the St. Michael Castle, which sits atop the old town of Almuñécar. Various Mediterranean plant species can be found on your way back, and if you look carefully, you might find the golden dollar. This creeping plant, which is native to the Mediterranean coast, adapts itself well to different habitats, from the rocks to the sand on the beach, and it tolerates salt very well. Like other plants that share this habitat, the technique it uses to resist the climate consists of storing water in its leaves. This gives the leaves a fleshy appearance, and the plant will then use this reserved water to feed itself when necessary. The flowers can be seen throughout most of the year, except during the hottest season, when, although they dry out, they remain on the plant. Another popular coastal plant is the agave. It's called the plant of kings, which grows in a natural state in Mexico. In Spain, it is a colonizer of rocky slopes and also grows at the roadside, especially near to the coast. In some places, it is used as an earth fixer. Its flower clusters take 25 years to appear, usually during springtime, and after that, the plant dies and several of its offspring grow around it. The plant can reach 10 meters high, and its leaves have known to have been used to make paper and very resistant ropes. In some areas of Mexico, it is called mezcal, after the alcoholic beverage of the same name, a liquor which is extracted from the sap of the plant. As the old saying goes, para todo mal, mezcal, y para todo bien también, or as they say, for everything bad, mezcal, and also for everything good. Next point, Caletón Beach.